Welcome to Rayleigh Meets on the Move, the podcast that tackles the exciting world of dating while traveling. Join us as we explore how to overcome the challenges and unlock the secrets to enhancing your dating experiences on the go, making them more enjoyable than ever before. In today's episode, we'll cover love bombing in early stages of dating as a potential sign of manipulation or abuse, the tactics and consequences of love bombing, and ways to recognize, avoid, and protect oneself from it. Love bombing. When too much love is a red flag. All right, let's set the scene. You meet someone new, and it's like stepping into a fairy tale. Messages filled with sweetness flood your phone nonstop. Your place looks like a floral wonderland, and your date is already discussing what to name your future offspring. Sounds like the stuff dreams are made of, huh? Well, hold up, Cinderella. You could be caught in the web of love bombing. Love bombing is when someone showers you with an overwhelming amount of love and attention right from the start of a relationship. It's like they've pressed the fast forward button and gone straight to happily ever after. And while it may seem like a magical experience at first, it's important to recognize that it might not be as enchanting as it appears. Why? Well, because love bombing can be a red flag. It may indicate that the person is trying to manipulate or control you emotionally. They're laying on the charm so thick that you may start feeling obligated to reciprocate the intense affection they're showing. It can make you question if it's too good to be true. And guess what? Sometimes it is. So, before you slip on that glass slipper, take a step back and consider the bigger picture. Remember, genuine love takes time to develop, and healthy relationships need a solid foundation. If you suspect you're being love-bombed, trust your instincts and take things slow. Don't be afraid to set boundaries and communicate your needs. After all, the real love story is the one that grows naturally and doesn't come with a fairy tale-sized warning sign. Hey there, let's dive into the intriguing topic of love bombing. Now, love bombing may sound like a fun and romantic concept, but it's actually a manipulative tactic used by some individuals to gain control over others. It's like being hit by a love tsunami. Exciting at first, but potentially destructive in the long run. Trust me. You don't want to get caught up in that. Love bombing is when someone overwhelms you with attention, affection, and adoration to get you to do what they want or spend more time with them. It's not about showering you with puppy dogs and ice cream, although that does sound pretty great. According to Dr. Dale Archer, a psychiatrist and author, love bombing is all about overwhelming you with signs of adoration and attraction to manipulate you. Sneaky, right? But where did this term come from, you might be wondering? Well, it wasn't coined by a heartbroken teenager writing angsty poetry. The term love bombing actually originated in the 1970s by members of the Unification Church of the United States, also known as the Moonies. These folks used love bombing as a recruitment technique, showering potential members with attention and affection to draw them into their cult. Talk about dark origins. Fast forward to today, and love bombing has become recognized as a manipulation tactic in various contexts, from toxic romantic relationships to workplace dynamics. In fact, a study published in the Journal of Interpersonal Violence found that 31% of participants who experienced psychological abuse in their relationships reported experiencing love bombing. Yikes. Now, let's get into the juicy stuff, the five red flags that might indicate you're being love bombed. Consider these your relationship survival guide or your very own love bomb detection kit. First up, we have excessive gift giving. Love bombers often shower you with lavish presents to win you over. While receiving gifts is fun, it's important to be cautious when it becomes excessive or makes you uncomfortable. For example, Sarah shared that on her third date, her love bomber showed up with a $500 necklace. By the end of the month, she had a closet full of designer clothes, but also a growing sense of unease. Next, we have 24/7 togetherness. Love bombers want to be with you all the time. They might constantly text you, show up uninvited, or get upset when you need some alone time. It's like having a human barnacle. Cute at first, but eventually you'll want to scrape them off. Research actually shows that excessive contact in the early stages of dating can lead to lower relationship satisfaction in the long term. So, beware of those clingy love bombers. Moving along, we have rushing relationships. Love bombers often push for quick commitments, like planning your wedding on the second date or introducing you as their soulmate to everyone they know. It's like they're playing relationship hopscotch, skipping all the important steps. Fun fact, while there's no set rule for relationship pacing, A survey by eHarmony found that most couples say, "I love you," around the 5-month mark. So if your love bomber is declaring undying love after a week, that's a red flag bigger than a matador's cape. Isolation station is another red flag to watch out for. Love bombers often try to isolate you from your friends and family. They might guilt trip you for spending time with others, or paint your loved ones in a negative light. It's like they're trying to create their own little love bubble. But remember, bubbles are meant to pop. As Dr. Ramani Durvasula, a clinical psychologist, warns, isolation is a hallmark of abusive relationships. It cuts you off from your support system and makes you more dependent on the abuser. Last but not least, we have boundary issues. Love bombers struggle to respect boundaries. They might get offended when you need space or try to guilt you into doing things you're not comfortable with. It's like playing emotional twister, uncomfortable and likely to end in tears. A study actually found that individuals who experienced higher levels of boundary violations in their relationships reported lower relationship satisfaction and higher levels of psychological distress. So it's crucial to set and enforce your boundaries. Now, let's talk about the impact of love bombing on your mental health. It's not just annoying, it can have serious consequences. In the short term, you may feel overwhelmed, anxious, or have difficulty concentrating on other aspects of your life. You may also feel confused about your own feelings and perceptions. But in the long term, love bombing can lead to low self-esteem, trust issues, and difficulties forming healthy relationships in the future. A study published in the Journal of Interpersonal Violence found that individuals who experienced love bombing reported higher levels of anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress symptoms. It's like emotional junk food. Tastes great at first, but leaves you feeling icky and regretful later. Now that we've covered what love bombing is and its effects, let's talk about how you can protect yourself from this manipulative tactic. Consider this your emotional hazmat suit for navigating the treacherous waters of modern dating. First and foremost, trust your gut. Your intuition is smarter than you think. If something feels off, it probably is. Don't ignore your instincts just because someone is showering you with attention and gifts. Keep a journal of your feelings and experiences to help you spot patterns and trust your instincts even more. Next, build a boundary wall and make the love bomber pay for it. Set clear boundaries and stick to them. It's perfectly okay to say no, to need space, or to take things slow. If someone truly cares about you, they'll respect your boundaries. Write down your non-negotiables in a relationship and share them with a trusted friend who can help you stay true to them. Don't let a new relationship isolate you from your support system. Keep your squad close and your BS detector even closer. Friends and family can offer valuable outside perspectives and support. You can even institute a weekly reality check call with a trusted friend where you can discuss your relationship honestly. If you're struggling to navigate a potentially manipulative relationship, don't hesitate to seek help from a therapist or counselor. They're like personal trainers for your emotional health. The National Domestic Violence Hotline offers free, confidential support, 24/7. Lastly, educate yourself. Knowledge is power, after all. Learn more about healthy relationships, manipulation tactics, and emotional abuse. The more you know, the better equipped you'll be to spot and avoid love bombing. And hey, I recommend checking out The Gaslight Effect by Dr. Robin Stern for insights into recognizing and responding to manipulation in relationships. So there you have it, your love bomb survival kit. By understanding what love bombing looks like, how it can affect your mental health, and equipping yourself with tools to protect against it, you'll be better prepared to navigate the murky waters of love and relationships. Stay vigilant, trust your instincts, and remember, you deserve a healthy and balanced love, not a manipulative bombshell. Well, let me tell you, love bombing might sound all sweet and romantic, but in reality, it's nothing more than a sour deal disguised as something wonderful. It's important to know the signs, understand the impact it can have on you, and equip yourself with knowledge and support so that you don't fall into this manipulative trap. Now, listen up. Healthy love is all about support, not overwhelm or control. It should uplift you, not suffocate you. It's perfectly fine to enjoy those butterflies in your stomach and all the affection, but if it feels like it's too much, too soon, trust your gut. You deserve a relationship that respects your boundaries, values your independence, and grows at a pace that feels comfortable to you. So the next time someone tries to love bomb you, remember this. You're looking for a partner, not a nuclear explosion. Take care out there in the dating world, and may your relationships be as healthy as a kale smoothie. minus the questionable taste. And hey, don't forget to share your experiences, support others who may be going through the same thing, and always remember that in the game of love, slow and steady wins the race. Well, unless you're trying to escape from a love bomber, then feel free to sprint away as fast as you can.
In this episode, we explored love bombing as a manipulative tactic, discussed its red flags and consequences, and provided tips on how to protect yourself by recognizing signs, seeking support, setting boundaries, valuing independence, and taking things slow. Thank you for tuning in to Rayleigh, Meets on the Move, where we've explored how to navigate the dating scene while on the go. Remember to subscribe for more valuable insights and advice on making your dating experiences truly unforgettable.